USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The director of the CDC is calling the Delta variant of the coronavirus the most infectious respiratory virus she has seen during her career. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying it's more aggressive and can spread more easily. Walensky saying those who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 need to take the Delta variant seriously.
This virus has no incentive to let up, and it remains in search of the next vulnerable person to infect. Please consider getting vaccinated and take precautions until you do.
The United States launched airstrikes against the Taliban as it continues to withdraw its troops. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby did not give more details. The strike comes after Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley said a swift Taliban takeover of the war-torn country is not a foregone conclusion. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration is taking steps today in its fight to rein in gun violence. Attorney General Merrick Garland in Chicago unveiling a set of new so-called gun strike forces.
We're taking the opportunity to launch the 5 strike forces, which will battle illegal gun trafficking networks. This set of strike forces is just one part of our comprehensive anti-violent crime initiative, which we began in May.
The director of the CDC says the nation is at another key moment during the pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we have a common enemy while detailing the rapid spread of the Delta variant. She's urging Americans to ask the questions they have about the vaccines. Walensky insisting folks should talk to their health care providers in addition to their friends and neighbors who have rolled up their sleeves. On Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins University, 333 people died from COVID-19 in the United States. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The median U.S. home price hit a record $363,000 in June, up 23.4% from a year earlier, as strong demand continues to push home sales higher. This as inflation continues to rise, and Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Newsmax, inflation is what we should expect with all the spending out of the Biden administration.
Inflation's at a 13-year high, and Democrats want to keep spending on everything. I mean, think about the Democrats' economic plan, Grant. They lock down the economy. They spend like crazy. They pay people not to work. And, oh, for those people who do work, they're getting ready to raise your taxes. That's their plan, and they define anything and everything as infrastructure. I don't think that's going to fly with the American people, but this is where the left wants to go. Let's hope we can stop them before they make the situation any worse.
Disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti is launching an effort to stay out of prison. He's going to appeal the 2.5-year sentence he was recently given for trying to extort Nike. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if it didn't pay him millions. His appeal comes a week after the Oregon-based company said it will seek just over $856,000 from the lawyer. Avenatti also making numerous TV appearances on MSNBC and CNN, where one anchor on CNN thought he should run for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.